The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That was Jesus' slogan for his campaign of, you know, preaching and teaching. He came preaching and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." But really, what does that mean? And that's why in the gospel, Matthew begins to explain to us what those words really mean, what Jesus meant by them. When we talk about the kingdom of heaven, we're not talking about heaven, like somewhere out there or where we go after we die. The kingdom of heaven is a way of life. A kingdom of heaven is a way of believing what good, true values are all about, how we think, how we look at the whole world and our lives. And repenting doesn't mean to say, "I'm sorry for my sin." Repenting means to turn away from what the world tells us these are the values, that's what you should be concerned about, that's how you should live your life, to the way that Jesus tells us we should live our lives and what's really important for us. What's our purpose and mission in this world? And Jesus begins his teaching with our gospel today. We all know the Beatitudes. We heard them many times. And sometimes we think the Beatitudes is a bunch of sayings Jesus had and Matthew put them all together. No, there is a sequence for the Beatitudes. It's really the pathway to happiness. Blessed means happy are. And it starts in being poor in spirit. Why poor in spirit? Being poor means that someone is lacking something. It could be money, it could be position, it could be power. But the poor in spirit is helping us to realize that we are lacking in spirituality. See, the spirit makes us think that we are not just biological beings. We are bodies and souls. Our spirit that God breathed into us is part of who we are. Now we know when we die, our body, this body will decompose, but we should begin to think about what's going to happen to my soul, to my spirit. And being poor means that we really don't know much about what's going to happen next. That our spirituality, the way we care for our souls, is lacking. And that's why we are poor. That's why poor in spirit applies to everyone, not just poor people or rich people. All of us are poor in spirit. Then Jesus talks about, blessed are those who mourn. You know, we can be poor in different things, but certain things we don't really care about. But Jesus is telling us that to be happy, we have to mourn our poverty of spirit. In other words, we have to wanna seek for it. We want more of it. We really feel sorry and we feel bad and we feel down that we don't have, we're not more rich in our spiritual lives. And that's why we mourn it, because it matters to us, it's important to us. Just like we mourn the death of a loved one, because we love that person, we're gonna miss them. That's what we mourn. And that's why we should mourn our poverty in our spiritual life. Then Jesus says, blessed are the meek. Well, it's okay to realize, well, I'm missing something and I really want it. But then being meek and humble is recognizing I cannot get it for myself. I need someone outside of me to help me to grow in my spirituality, to grow in my spirit. And that person is Jesus Christ. Because Jesus says, came to show us the way to heaven. And who can know the way to heaven better than someone who came down from heaven and returned to heaven? Someone who was always in heaven, Jesus Christ. That takes humility on our part, because the world tells us, oh, you can figure out on your own. You don't need anyone else. There is millions of how-to books that tells you, okay, just read this book and you can get over whatever you're dealing with. Being humble, recognizing we need God. We need someone outside of us if we want to go in our spiritualities, if we want to grow our souls. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Righteousness means being in the right relationship with God. Now that we have established that we need Jesus, we have to have the right relationship with Jesus. We have to realize He's the creator, we're the creatures, He's God, and we're not God. And we have to have a hunger for that, a hunger to listen to His words, a thirst to receive Him in the Eucharist. Because that's how Jesus gives us the help to follow Him, to grow spiritually. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Are we in the right relationship with God? Because a lot of times we put ourselves first and we make ourselves God and expect Jesus to follow us. Blessed are those who are merciful. When we come to realize that great gift that God has given to us, the gift of Jesus who shows us the way to true happiness, although we didn't do anything to deserve it, but we receive it, God gives it to us because God is love and He loves us as His children. That He gives it to us out of His mercy, His love expressed as mercy for us, compassion for us. And then we call to begin by if we're going to follow Jesus, to show the same mercy towards others. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the meek. No, we said that, right? Oh, are you following me? Blessed are the clean of heart. You know, the problem is we realize all of these things, but then our hearts are not at peace because we have a million other priorities and we're trying to do everything at the same time. We're trying to live the way of the world, to focus on what the world tells us is important, and we try to squeeze Jesus in there somewhere. And it doesn't work. Being clean of heart is being intentional and focused on one thing. What's more important, things of this world, or to get to heaven, to be happy, to live happily ever after? Yes, we're going to live in this world, but when we begin to focus on heaven, then all of those things that we need in this world, Jesus will give to us, because He's our good shepherd. He's not going to abandon us in this world. He's always with us, leading us to something brighter, something bigger, something better, eternal life. That's why it's important for us to be clean of heart, to have a pure focus, pure intention of putting heaven as really our purpose in this life. Blessed are the peacemakers. I think the world needs a lot of peacemakers these days, especially after the you know, mass shootings that we experienced in California, 10 miles away from us. Let me ask you this. I mean, think about it. We say we're people of common sense, we're people of science. A person following the values of the world and what the world tells us, and a person who's really living according to the Beatitudes, who has the better chance of not doing things like those who did the mass shootings did? Would it be more probable that someone who lives the Beatitudes to really pick up a gun and just kill people randomly? Or someone from the world? I think the answer is very obvious. A person who's trying to live the Beatitudes will never do such a thing, because no matter how unjust life has been for them, they know that one day in heaven, they're gonna receive everything that they couldn't get in this world, that their poverty will be fulfilled, their hearts will be filled, and they will receive justice. But someone who's just thinking about this life only, well, they don't have any hope. If they're not happy, hey, why not? Living the Beatitudes, that's the way to become peacemakers and change this culture of violence in our society. We all feel, what we're gonna do when these things happen? We wanna do something. And yes, it's great, obviously, to offer prayers, to take flowers, to light candles, even to lobby our legislature for whatever we think they should be doing. But that's not gonna change a person's heart. If they still have that anger, that hatred, that violence inside of them, no matter what we're doing on the outside, it's not gonna change their hearts, and they still they'll find a way to do what they wanted to do. Being peacemakers, being missionary disciples of Jesus Christ, telling the people about the Beatitudes, the way to happiness that Jesus promised to us, so we can give them hope. This life is not gonna be fair for everyone, but there is a way to deal with it in Christian perspective. Trust in God, be merciful, hope in a better life one day for you in heaven for all eternity. Today, as I mentioned, we begin Catholic Schools Week. And parents send their children to Catholic schools for many reasons. But I think the most important reason why parents should make the sacrifice to send their kids to Catholic schools is that they can learn the way to happiness according to Jesus Christ. That they can hear the invitation to repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Because Jesus has laid everything down for us, and all we have to do is to reach out our hand, put it in his hand, and follow him. If we don't give our children the opportunity to learn the way of Jesus, what choices they have? They're only gonna hear the way of the world. It's not forcing anyone to do anything. It's giving them the choice at two different ways to live their lives. Two different ways to impact this world and make it truly a better place. It's not about selfishness and violence and hatred, and I'm number one and don't care about anyone else. It's about being humble, being meek, being merciful, trusting that in the end, Jesus will give us what we all desire, true happiness for all eternity. Our first reading told us, seek the Lord, you humble of the earth. Seek his way to happiness. Seek his wisdom. Seek his mercy.